Pastor Gail, I'm in love.
That's wonderful news. Sit with me and tell me all about your new love.
Okay, here it goes. We grew up together. Our parents are best friends. My man's the best. Yesterday he got me flowers. He picks me up from Bible study. He drives my mom to bingo every Saturday. He's my best friend. Gail, I love him and I can't wait to make him my husband.
He certainly sounds like a catch. I just have one tiny question. Where does he sit at church on Sunday morning?
Well, he doesn't come on Sunday morning.
He doesn't come? Why not?
Well, he's not a member of this church.
Not a member of this church?
Is there something wrong with my boyfriend?
It might seem like this man is a handsome fit and you might be the best of friends. He might seem like a perfect match if it wasn't for the church that he attends.
I once knew a woman on a path like you who found a man she adored. She cherished every moment she spent with him and true love thought she scored.
He was a loving, caring, kind, brunette man, the kind you bring home to your mom. He kissed her gently, loved her deeply, he asked her to be her husband.
Ooh, did they get married?
No, as it turns out,
he wasn't.
Born again in the name of Jesus Christ, but that's just the start. There are all sorts of things us godly women must do for our men. And there's more you'll learn about godly men after you're married.
Like what?
A godly man may walk the path of the Lord, but he will also fart and shout. A godly man might call you a pig, he might even punch you out. And no matter what happens, here are some things godly women still have to do.
Do, 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 do.
A godly woman is clean and proper, and she polishes her man's Harley Davidson chopper. On Friday makes dinner with loaves and fishes, clears the table and does all the dishes. Keeps her husband on a godly track, even if he's a nympho megalomaniac. Do, do, do.
My husband beat me last night.
He beat you? Well, is he a godly man?
Yes.
Then use your womanly force to set your man upon a healing course. Satan has them all betwixt. Tithe your paycheck until he's fixed. Use your womanly force.
That makes sense.
Of course. Christian women are more silent, more deep, more modest, more meek. I satisfy his godly needs, so I give my man a hold to sow his godly seeds.
My wife has 10 orgasms a day.
Isn't it great that Ted's not gay?
How many orgasms did you give your wife yesterday?
10.
10.
10.
Just what I thought.
So sleep in the wet spot again and again. That's the stuff us godly women gotta do for our men.
Do, 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 do. Do us all night long.
We have a vision from God to serve our men. He says,